it struck me that one of the, if not the, most popular Christmas song carries the title, O Come. And we're celebrating Christmas. The celebration of Christmas is not about waiting, it's about celebrating, right? Arrival. So you have to begin with the question, where does this song originate? O come, Emmanuel. It originates in the longing, the anticipation, the desire for the Messiah's arrival. And it's a fascinating song to sing on this side of it, right? I mean, you have to kind of put yourself before this event when you sing a song like that. O come, Emmanuel. And we celebrate that as we sing because we know he has come. He came. So I want to spend a few minutes tonight considering this fascinating reality. We here together tonight are celebrating the already. But at the same time, as we celebrate Christmas, we're longing for the not yet. We celebrate the already, and we're longing for the not yet. And so I just want to draw our attention a bit to some of the lyrics of this song and really point our hearts as we celebrate Christmas tonight and tomorrow to think about this. There is a great anticipation that we should have at Christmas for the return of our King, the return of our King. So we have Christmas joy and Christmas longing, and that's one of the reasons I think that song is so popular, is we sing our longing, not only celebrating that he came, but there's a gap here, there's distance still. We want him back, we want his return. And so it's right for us to sing, O come, Emmanuel. Let's consider some of the lyrics of this song. I included all of the traditional words that have been handed down for hundreds of years now. This was written by an anonymous person years and years ago, put to music that is perfect for it. The music really was given years after it was written, and that minor key, that longing, that kind of somber song meets us with a serious joy. Right? Rejoice, rejoice. It follows this longing. So, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. What are we saying there? We're reminding ourselves of what it was like for those in slavery in Egypt, right? As they cried out to the Lord, save us, send a deliverer, who will come? And their anticipation was met in Moses, as he was raised up to be the mediator, the one who would advocate and bring them out of their slavery and into the land of promise, or at least to the border of the land of promise. They mourn in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. You see, Moses was only a pointer. He was a deliverer, but he was not the deliverer of those upon whom God has set his favor. Rejoice, rejoice, he will come, he will come. Now, verse 2, O come thou dayspring, what a beautiful word. O come thou dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Come bring us joy, oh Jesus, come. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. There's going to be something upon his coming that will cease the shadow of death. It will dispel it and send it away. Rejoice, rejoice, he will come. O come thou rod of Jesse free. Now this is a verse that we don't do here, but it's one of the traditional verses that I included tonight. Come thou rod of Jesse free, or you could say the shoot of Jesse that comes from the stump, right, in the lineage, the royal lineage of Jesse. Free thine own from Satan's tyranny, held captive by Satan. We need freedom. This is not just a political longing. This is a spiritual slavery that we know. Set us free from the depths of hell, thy people save, and give them victory over the grave. Here's another verse. O come, thou key of David, the key of David, come. What is that? The one who comes in the royal lineage, the one who is the key, the only key that can open wide the gates of our heavenly home, and who can lock the doors of death's abode behind us. No fear of death, only life and open doors. And the key is Jesus. O come, thou wisdom from on high, who ordered all things far and nigh. He is the sovereign one. He is in control. He is the all-wise king. And we long for him to come. Show us the path of knowledge, and then cause us or teach us in her ways. Her ways being knowledge, the way of wisdom. You think of all of the poetic writing, Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, the Psalms that call us to the way of wisdom. Cause us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice. He's going to come. He will come. And then come, desire of nations, bind all peoples in one heart and mind. Oh, we look around and we see chaos. We see brokenness. We see nations at war. We see all kinds of problems, enmity and strife, and we long for unity and peace. Bid envy and strife and quarrel cease. Fill the world with heaven's peace. No president can do that. No world leader can do that. But Jesus, the Messiah, can. He can. And so we cry, come, come. Rejoice. He will come. He will come. This Old Testament longing helps us to appreciate the place in which we live, the time in which we live. Friends, we are so blessed. We are uniquely blessed. We have God's word. We have a finished work of Christ the Messiah. He came. He came. A lot of times when we celebrate Advent, we put ourselves back into that place, that Old Testament anticipation, focusing on the prophecies, especially of Isaiah, right? There is going to come one who will accomplish all of these things. And we know his name. His name is Jesus. For he is the Savior of sinners. The arrival of an important person or event, that's what Advent means. It's an anticipated arrival, a season of Advent. And so all of the days that lead up to this night that we celebrate is the birth of our Savior. It's probably not the exact night, but it's the commemoration point that we've given because he was born on a night. And there's every reason to celebrate with the angels and the shepherds. We join in tonight and sing praise. Celebrating the already. Think about the already and what we have. He has come. Emmanuel means God with us. He is close. He has come. He is here. He has dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory of the one and only Son of God, full of grace and truth, as we saw on Sunday. He has come. Think of all that that means for us. Think of all of the realities that that encompasses. As this song anticipates, we have in Christ all of these things. Let me show you by giving the names, the great salvation we have. Think about the names they use that point us to Jesus here. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ, the God-man, has come and he's brought salvation through his sacrifice. And then the dayspring. As the light of the world, righteous Jesus has brought the dawn of God's kingdom and will one day banish all darkness forever. The rod of Jesse. Jesus himself, in the lineage of Jesse, he comes from the dead stump, shoots forth a Savior who sets his people free from Satan's tyranny. The key of David. Jesus is the king. He is the only way to the Father. He unlocks the doors of eternal life, closes the gates of misery and death. Think about this, the wisdom. Jesus is the revelation of God's glory and wisdom and righteousness. and sanctification and redemption. He is, in fact, the desire of nations, although many in those nations don't know this. The longing of their soul will only find its satisfaction in Jesus Christ. He's the desire of the nations, and this is why we evangelize. This is why we tell to the ends of the earth, every nation, tribe, and tongue, there is a Savior. His name is Jesus. He's everything you've longed for. He is the ultimate fulfillment of every longing. He will save some from every nation, tribe, and tongue, and he will unite them in perfect peace as their eternal king. Think about this as we celebrate Christmas. Do you feel this, though? There's a celebration of the already, but the more we consider this, the more we're feeling this, right? There's also some not yet here, because here we are. We're living in the already, and we're longing for the not yet. We have more than those in the Old Testament had, but we still long for the days to come. We're longing for the not yet. Paul writes about this. Really, it's the groaning of our waiting. I was thinking about this past year. Merv Hanrud, we lost him. Well, we didn't lose him, did we? He's with the Lord. He was part of our family, a dear brother in our family. Now he's with the Lord. Craig Smith, right? This past year, same thing. With the Lord. He's with the Lord. The hard part about it is we live in a day where death still seems to reign. It feels like death is still somehow coming after us. And suffering, heartache. Some of you, I just love seeing some of you here tonight. This is the first chance you've been able to be in church because of ongoing health issues or struggles. We are living in the already and longing for the not yet. Listen to the groaning of our waiting. Paul says this in Romans 8, 22 and 23. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pangs of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, believers, we who have the first fruits of the Spirit in Christ. We have this life. We have this joy, this forgiveness. We have the already. Yet we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons and the redemption of our bodies upon his return. Our groaning is real, friends. Every year that passes is a year where we share in both celebration and groaning. Paul puts it in this incredible phrase. He speaks of it as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. What an amazing reality to describe the place and the time that we live. We are sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. We rejoice at funerals of those who know Christ because there is no victory for death there, and yet we also grieve because we have to say goodbye again. For a time. We are sorrowful when we suffer because the pain is real and it hurts and we want relief. And at the same time, we're rejoicing because we know we will have relief. It will come. The day will come. And so it's right that we sing, oh come, Emmanuel. There's more here that's undone, more to finish up. As we close, I want to draw your attention to this future reality. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 4, listen to the future event, that the advent that we find ourselves longing for. It's the second advent, really. The fullness of redemption when he returns. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. No more death. And there shall be no mourning or crying or pain anymore. for the former things have passed away. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. Oh, come, Emmanuel, God with us. He came. He came. Oh, come, Emmanuel, come again, right? He shall come to us. He shall come. And so we cry as nearly the last verse in the Bible speaks, come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. As we celebrate Christmas, infuse into your celebration longing, longing. Don't ignore loss and hurt and pain. Don't just paint a smile on and pretend, right? There is real weight. There is real sorrow. But friends, there is joy as well. Because we know that this light momentary affliction is preparing for us a weight of glory beyond all comparison. He's going to come. He's going to come. And so if you're here and your heart is heavy, it's okay. It's okay to have a heavy heart at Christmas. It's all right. Move the weight of that sorrow to rejoicing through the power of faith in Christ. Your faith in Christ will push you from that sorrow into joy because you know He's coming. He's coming again. Let's pray. Lord, we celebrate your arrival tonight. We give praise to you and celebrate all that you have done. We celebrate what you have accomplished, Lord, not just in your arrival, but in all the days that you lived. You have come and you have lived without sin. You laid down your life to purchase sinners from their sins, to pay the ransom price for our sin, the wrath that we had stored up, you paid on the cross. You bought us from our trespasses and our rebellion. You drank the wrath of the Father in full. And then you died. You were buried 3 days, Christ. And then you rose victorious. You rose. And before you left, you said, you're going to come again. And we're hanging on those words, Lord. We love your arrival, but we also want you back. We long for the day when you will return and we will meet you face to face. And there will be no death or mourning or crying or pain. For all of this old, this weight, this suffering, this longing, it will be done. And we will see you face to face and we will worship you forever. And we will know you. And we will be able to express our joy and our praise to you forever. Unbroken praise. We thank you, Lord, for this season. And we celebrate the already while we long for the not yet. In Jesus' name, amen.